The Pakistani government today severed its last remaining link with the Taliban, ordering the Taliban's embassy in Islamabad to close. Pakistan was the last country that recognized and maintained ties with the Taliban regime. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Islamabad. Eric, the ambassador left some time ago, but I thought they were going to keep the embassy open and sort of as some door open to the Taliban. Does this come as a surprise?
Well, not exactly, Linda. In the past few days, actually, Pakistan has been moving in the direction of distancing itself from the Taliban regime. They've ordered consulates closed in other cities such as Karachi and Quetta. And also, this is basically a bow to reality on the ground. The Taliban simply do not control large parts of Afghanistan anymore. So this has been a while coming, and Pakistan really was the biggest supporter of the Taliban regime. The intelligence services here, the ISI, supported, some would say, created the Taliban during the 1990s. And then, of course, there was this major about-face after the September 11th attacks when Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf chose to side with the U.S. And ever since then, of course, you could say, argue that this day was inevitable, the day when finally Pakistan would have to completely sever its ties with the Taliban.
So what role do you think Pakistan wants to play in the formation of the next Afghan government?
Well, that's a good question, and there's an interesting debate brewing here. Some Pakistanis think the whole Taliban debacle, really, the decision to support the Taliban during the 1990s, proves that Pakistan should have a hands-off policy when it comes to Afghanistan, that they should not be so directly involved. That's probably a minority view. I think most people here still feel that these two countries share what President Musharraf calls a fraternal bond. There are a lot of ethnic similarities between people here and people across the border in Afghanistan. There's also a long border, about 1,000 miles, that they share, and a long history of Pakistan having some sort of say in what kind of government is formed in Afghanistan, and that's certainly the case here.
Pakistan's support for the U.S. military campaign has sparked some unrest in Pakistani cities. What is the situation now?
Remarkably calm, actually. And certainly there was a lot of concern early on, the, you know, sort of doomsday scenarios that the government would collapse here and there would be anarchy, that there would be a revolution of sorts in Pakistan. That never materialized. Yes, there were protests, but this was mainly confined to the religious hardliners. And it appears as if President Musharraf has weathered this crisis about as well as could be expected.
NPR's Eric Weiner reporting from Islamabad. Eric, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.